This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The opposition Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives moved to impeach President Donald Trump on Monday. Though he is in his final days in office, the House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection after last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. The four-page impeachment resolution said President Trump has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office. The House could vote in the next day or two on the impeachment resolution, but it is unclear whether House Rep leaders would immediately send it to the Senate for trial or whether to convict him and remove him from office, given that the president will soon be out of office. President Trump has not publicly commented on the effort to impeach him a second time. At last week's Wednesday's rally near the White House, President Trump told several thousand people, "If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore." The president himself spent the 2 months since the election spreading unfounded claims that he really won the election and not President-elect Joe Biden. The largely white mob that walked to the Capitol quickly overwhelmed police there, storming inside, breaking windows, ransacking some congressional offices, and scuffling with security officials in an effort to stop the certification of the Electoral College votes. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. The British government launched an ambitious coronavirus vaccination campaign on Monday. The goal is to have 15 million citizens vaccinated by the middle of next month. This is VOA News. The U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and German partner BioNTech announced plans to boost production of its COVID-19 vaccine by 50%, which is 2 million doses, this year to meet global demand. BioNTech announced the increased supply as part of a presentation at a healthcare conference. The company said a new production site in Marburg, Germany, will be able to make as many as 750 million doses per year. That means a total of six facilities will be producing the vaccine, three in Germany and three operated by Pfizer in the U.S. The U.S. National Park Service, operating out of Washington, D.C., announced it will close the Washington Monument from January 11th until after the inauguration, the NPS citing threats of violence. It said in a statement that groups involved in the January 6th violence continue to threaten to disrupt the presidential inauguration. Video from the Capitol violence shows the rioters outnumbering Capitol police officers and in some cases attacking them. The police department has been strongly criticized in recent days for what appears to be a lack of preparedness for the protests that were highly publicized ahead of time. Outgoing U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund told the Washington Post that security officials in the House of Representatives and the Senate denied his request to ask the National Guard to be ready to help ahead of the attack. Sund said the National Guard would have allowed them to hold all involved at bay longer until more officers arrived as backup. Sund said the House Sergeant-at-Arms, Paul Irving, expressed discomfort with how it would look to formally declare an emergency ahead of the planned demonstrations by President Trump supporters. A Pentagon spokesman said last week that U.S. Capitol Police did not make a request for National Guard backup. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump broke her silence about the attack Monday, saying she was disappointed and disheartened by the storming of the U.S. Capitol. But she also said it was shameful that she was the subject of what she characterized as salacious gossip and unwarranted personal attacks. In a statement from the White House, the First Lady voiced her grief at the death of six people linked to Wednesday's mayhem at the Capitol. She said, "Our nation must heal in a civil manner. Make no mistake about it, I absolutely condemn the violence that has occurred on our nation's capital." The First Lady on Monday also pushed back against those who had questioned her silence about the Capitol building violence until this point. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.